So, the Shambhala, just like us, we have to pick up the hierarchy, energies of Christ and his hierarchy, and Christ has to pick up the intelligence from Shambhala. Shambhala has to pick up the will of the solar logos, which is the logos which is over the entire solar system. And it tells us also that our monads have the Shambhala consciousness. So if you can be in touch with the higher self of your higher self, you can be in touch with the Shambhala consciousness. So your higher self is hard enough. It's called usually called the solar angel, and this has a connection to the monad, and when you can make that connection yourself, you break through the barriers that allow connection to at least representatives from Shambhala, such as the avatar synthesis or the Christ or the Buddha, whoever.
JJ, do we need to have connection with our higher selves, our, what do you call it, solar angel, to be able to be in the molecule? Do we have to be connected?
Yeah. That connection is essential. Yeah, we all have to have all the 24 will be connected to their souls at one moment, and when that happens, then the connection can take place. There can't be one person out of sync in the 24. And when that happens, then when we can make that happen at will, pretty much, then we will achieve that level where a connection can be made.
But you said there are degrees.
It's very difficult to do.
You said there are degrees of connection to the soul.
What?
You said there are degrees of connection to the soul. Right?
Well, yeah, you get soul energy that gives you life, as far as that goes. Everybody has some degree of soul connection, but we're talking about a full connection of your higher mind to your solar angel. And,
full connection.
Yeah.
So it's not enough, then, to just be able to suppress or to let go of negative, lower thoughts and feelings and learn to be higher connected. It's not enough to just do that. You have to be able to reach even further to connect to your higher self.
Well, you have to be connected enough so that you can feel it with other human beings. Just on yourself isn't enough. But if all of us together had the flow of spiritual energy going through us, so we all felt as one, and we all felt the same thing at the same time, and we knew that others were feeling it at the same time. That's the connection that has to take place.
Okay.
And 99% of soul connections are just on the individual level, me connecting with the soul, and my spouse doesn't know what's going on or whatever. But I didn't mean to mention you there already, but but your spouse or your friends or whatever doesn't know what's going on, but you're making a connection. That's a great step, but to make a connection with 2, 3, 4 and eventually 24 people all at one time, where you feel it all together and have that spiritual energy going through you all together, that's will be the glorious thing. Okay, we'll cover one more that Michael was kind of talking about, the release of the Shambhala energy. The Shambhala energy in its pure form is neutral, so it can be picked up by the brothers of light or darkness. And until 1734, it was stepped down. It was released to the hierarchy, and then the hierarchy released it because it was too dangerous to release it fully. So beginning around 1734, they began to release it in greater quantities. And a lot happened after that. You know, the U.S. Constitution was created, and people developed more freedom. And then just before World War II, they gave the greatest release of Shambhala energy. And the hope was it was going to be picked up by the forces of light. But it didn't turn out exactly as planned. Anyone know who picked up that Shambhala? Yeah. Oh, Hitler went and picked it up. Hitler went and picked it up, and the disciples that were supposed to pick it up were late on the scene in picking it up. And so they wound up being under the influence of the negative powers instead, especially the ones that were in Germany were under the power of Hitler rather than them picking it up and having power. So that they took a chance and they released this energy, and instead of picking up the positive aspect of it, Hitler and his associates picked up the negative aspect, and it gave Hitler tremendous power to manifest his evil intentions, and he just about conquered the world. And it was around 1942 that the Ben said the cry of the people of the world was so powerful that they received help from extrasolar intelligence that cooperated with Shambhala, and they sent energies to the leaders of the Allies, such as FDR, Winston Churchill, and so on, and American scientists that were developing the atomic bomb so they could develop it before Hitler. And Hitler was making pretty big progress. And DK says that they also sent vibrations to the German scientists so that they would become frustrated and they wouldn't develop the atomic bomb. And it's interesting that after 1942, before 1942 in DK's writings, he talks as if, boy, you know, we could lose this thing. And he even talked about humanity, their hierarchy, having to withdraw behind the scenes for 1,000 years if Hitler won. And he seemed very concerned about it. But then after 1942 had passed, he talked about it as if winning the war was a sure thing. But general humanity was still, it wasn't a sure thing to us by the end of 1942. But in his books, he talked about it like it was now a sure thing. We have the help we need to win this war. But what's interesting about the war, the Shambhala energy was released. There was great destruction. But DK points out that there was tremendous destruction of the old forms, and new forms replaced it. And look at some of the old forms that replaced the system, the strong authoritative system of Japan was replaced by a democratic one, and now there are allies, and they seem pretty harmless right now. Same thing with Italy and Germany. All these were replaced with more benevolent leaders. Not perfect by any means. Same thing with South Korea. South Korea has been a marvel. And so even though there was great destruction with the Shambhala energy, the end was good. And this is what happens when it's released. Now he talks about further releases. He says the release was planned in 1978 and around the year 2000. And I think you mentioned 2025. Did he say 2025? Do you remember, Michael?
I'm trying to remember. I've heard that from a couple of different sources. So I'm not
Sure. The Great Conclave will be 2025, so there could be a release
and
this
may
year.
Already have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember talking to Susan back in January again. This is going to be a...
But they feel that humanity is becoming evolved enough so they can really release this shambolic energy, and it's going to be picked up by the good guys more than the bad guys. But it's like releasing money. Money can be spent for good or evil. Yeah.
Did Klaus von Stauffenberg receive the Shambhala energy? Did he?
Well, I think he did, but he received it late. His hands were tied by the time he would go to Shambhala. Yeah. And so all the good guys in Germany, their hands were pretty much tied when Hitler got the energy first. Yeah.
Can we get a heads up this time?
A heads up on the release? Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Right now, if it's a crapshoot, you know, the dark forces and the light forces.
Okay, well, what do you guys think? What do you feel? What would the Shambhala energy feel like if you felt it? What do you think it would feel like, Adam?
Power.
If you felt it going through you right now, if you were picking it up, what would it feel like?
Well, the phrase came to mind, but I can't say that. I would say it's...
God said
it. You can say
it. It would be the type of thing where, let's go, this is on. You'd feel very empowered, very directed, very confident.
Very focused.
You would have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he points out it's important that groups work to receive this, because as individuals, if you receive too much as an individual, it would be more than you could handle. So it's best to receive it in a group. And he says avatar synthesis will work with groups because the energy is so powerful. If you receive too much, it would actually kill you because it would be so overwhelming. So it's received safely in groups, like a group here. If we can pick up that energy and feel it as a group, we could handle it and use it constructively.
JJ, what about like X-flares and things like that? It feels like to me that there's more of that solar flare activity coming in, and to me that is that higher energy coming in. And they said that there's X-13 or some asteroid or planet coming towards us.
3A Atlas.
Yeah, the 3-1A Atlas, is that what?
Well, that has to do with kind of the normal flow of energies in the solar system and the cycles, you know. But if you pick up the Shambhala energy, you can intelligently direct it. We cannot intelligently direct a solar flare yet because those come in cycles. But the sensitives of the world will sometimes pick up when something like that might happen and help us to prepare for it. Yeah. Okay, I've used my time up. Curtis is going to be next, and we're going to take a 15-minute break and then turn it over to Master Cohen Curtis.
Cohen.
JJ, do you know about the comet?
What?
Do you know about the comet? What's it called?
3I Atlas.
3IA.
Yeah, I know about it. It's nothing to worry about.
It's not aliens coming?
No.
I just wondered if it was energies coming in from the hierarchy.
Well, I think it's just a piece of rock that's from another solar system that's just passing through, probably. I don't expect anything significant to happen. In the world.